Welcome everybody to the Super Arios Brothers Super Show.
I hate to do 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 do
do do do do do do do. This year couldn't suck more, right?
Couldn't possibly. Happy New Year, 2020 in the books. With quite a break in the podcast. Last episode recorded, which was Shawnee Boy.
Yeah.
Which was sometime in. I mean, Johnny Boy was only here from the months of January, like June through
He was
August.
Only here for a fortnight.
June through September, something like that, you know, any of the days.
And I think there. We still only did two.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do with Shawnee Boy. Otherwise, it's Mario Kart, my hand hurts, bitching nonstop. Anyways.
The problem is you and I just see each other too much. Like, we run out of small talk. Way before the podcast happens.
Yeah, and honestly, both of our lives have gotten significantly busier in ways. Mm-hmm. Like, just, like, you use, like, the free window when we're both free isn't always there. And then when it is, I know at least for you, you probably don't want to really spend it all. Like, you're like, oh, I have a moment of freedom. I'm going to go do anything else.
I'm going to
stay in this house and hang out with my family. Yeah. So, apologies
I got to watch every single thing on Apple Plus.
You did. Do you want to talk about that now? Do you want to kick off with that?
It's worth Ted Lasso's worth it. Highly recommend.
Well, to give the context to the audience first. For Christmas...
I was on a break from school, yeah. So I had a bunch of free time.
For Christmas, I knew the show Ted Lasso was highly kind of praised. Mm. We both listened to the Fake Doctors Real Friends podcast, and Zach Braff directed an episode of it. So they're talking about it highly there. I was like, all right, well, Mikey's, you know... Sometimes a little bit difficult to shop for because you don't really have, like, a ton of wants. But I was like...
And I never give you anything either. I'm yeah. like, I don't know, gift card.
So I was like, all right, well, what if I get you a subscription to Apple Plus? And then you can watch Ted Lasso and I'll, you know, have it for however long you have. Gave it to you. I think it started... Honestly, I can actually find out exactly when it started because I can just see what my next billing is. But essentially, it was right around Christmas... And this episode's being recorded within a fortnight of the new year starting.
January 10th. Fortnight making two yeah. two references.
Neither
we're
about
so
the
witty.
Game. We're very smart. Within that time span, it would not be an exaggeration to say you consumed probably about 80 to 95 of the free content currently on Apple Plus.
Yes. Saw all Ted Lasso, loved, and pretty much rewatched it with you. Mythic Quest, excellent. Defending Jacob, excellent. I think that's the one I highly advise you to watch before you cancel it. Mm-hmm. With Chris Evans. And Dickinson's all right.
Now, Dickinson, for those who don't know, is Hayley Stanfield playing, like, Emily Dickinson? Like, it's sort of like... Yeah. It's like a period piece, but with modern sensibilities. Like, I don't know. Didn't you say, like, it's lit and shit like that?
It's a period piece with a mostly EDM soundtrack and rap soundtrack. And, yeah, they say a lot of stuff like, you're the bomb, or, like...
Bomb diggity, dog.
She's too much.
Yas, queen. Fleek. You're just like, these aren't even current terms.
And for some reason, there's, like, a gay Japanese character that's just immediately accepted into the friendship and the fold that you're, like... Wouldn't this be kind of an odd duck at the time in polite New England society?
And it was so good you consumed two seasons of it.
I did. I am a sucker for Hayley. But it's that's okay. I wouldn't make that a priority. C's hot garbage. Holy cow.
That's the one, Jason Momoa. No one can see for some reason.
Yeah, there's some virus that like wiped out 98% of the population. And the only people left are blind, and they've been blind for centuries. And to even suggest that people one time had sight is considered heresy, and you can be burned alive for it. But a lot of the actors aren't that good at being blind. Like, something happens, and their eyes are, like, following around the actors that they're talking. I don't know how you train that out of somebody.
Charlie Cox was pretty good on that Daredevil.
Yeah.
And I remember him saying that was super difficult to, like, untrain, essentially.
And why wouldn't you have eyes? Everything else on your head is super important. Why do you think you'd have these one, two things that don't do anything?
And they're just there to...
But they hurt and they get super sensitive.
Yeah. Well, with that, I actually kind of want to talk. So throughout 2020, I actually tracked all of the... I was going to do it for movies and TV shows, but to be completely honest, I didn't see that many new movies in 2020. But I tracked all of the TV shows that I watched that were new in 2020. So specifically shows that came out in 2020. So like I saw Cobra Kai for the first time in 2020, but I didn't put it on there.
Okay.
And I did technically.
You can put the third season or no third.
No season third came season out came out this year.
That's right.
So I categorized all of it. I did cheat with the first two because technically I watched those in very late December of 2019, but I put them in there. The Witcher, which I thought was pretty good. I put The Morning Show in there. I gave it a 3 out of 5, so I did. I must not have thought it was awful.
I forgot I even watched it. Yeah, that was okay.
Which one?
The Morning Show.
Oh, The Morning Show, yeah. Hunters I put on there. I still felt charitable enough to give that a 2 out of 5, so I guess there's that.
You're getting soft in your old age, man.
I was. Yeah, especially when I saw I gave a 5 out of 5 to Avenue 5's first season, which is a very good show. The one on HBO. With the Veep cast, Hugh Laurie, where they're in space.
Oh, yeah, man. It feels like it's been so long.
That was 2020.
That was decent.
I like that one. Yeah. I think that one is generally pretty good. Space Force was on there. I gave that like a 4 out of 5. I don't know if that's that would hold. I might drop that down to a 3 out of 5.
As you're looking at this list.
Like, I really don't think I could talk super strong on that one.
You're like, was I crying on the toilet when I made this list? Like,
Upload Season 1 was last year. I gave that a 5 out of 5. Umbrella Academy. That's a bit high
for me, but I would...
I loved
it. I'd probably go 3.5.
I really liked Upload's first season. Umbrella Academy had its second season. I gave that a 4 out of 5. I thought it was pretty decent. A couple characters kind of felt like they didn't really do anything.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, it was like the big dude. I was like, why is he even here anymore? He's just kind of around. But still decent. The Boys season 2, I gave that a 3 out of 5. That's where my cynicism finally kicked in. Where I didn't love The Boys season 2. I thought it was
good. But Upload gets a 5 out of 5? Like,
yeah,
you thought that was a perfect show?
For whatever reason, I decided to write everything
and
out
the boys
of a 5
is
here.
And The Boys is mediocre.
3 out of 5 is above average. Honestly, it would be better to do this.
It's
at
like
10.
A C plus.
I feel like I feel like I have stronger opinions when I do things on a grade scale of 10. And in that case, Upload would probably be a 9 out of 10, and The Boys would be like a 6 out of 10.
It's still mediocre.
That's still
score.
Good, but that's still good. I feel like it's a lot harsher.
It's a failing
when you're
grade.
At 5. That's
60%.
That's if you're basing it off a school district, and the idea being that anything that's lower than a 60% is written out of the general community going forward. 6 is above average.
6 out of 10, I go like, I'm not mad I watched it.
Yeah, I wasn't mad I watched the
Oh, that
Boys
was it? There wasn't more?
No, I didn't hate it, but I didn't think it was better than the first season at all. And there's a couple really good parts to it, but I think it felt short. But also, I just felt like there were parts that I just didn't get super into as much as I did the first season. And then I have The Queen's Gambit, which I dug. It's not probably about a couple episodes too long, but Anya Taylor-Joy is ridiculously, like, I don't know, she's almost like a siren or something like that. Like, I feel like she's trying to, like, drag my ship onto the rocks with her eyes and stuff like that. Like, no!
And she's succeeding.
Yeah.
Like, ah!
And then the last... I had to check. I don't know what Mythic Quest exactly came out, but Ted Lasso did come out this year, and Ted Lasso I really, really enjoyed. All the stuff I watched in 2020, I would say Upload and Ted Lasso were my favorites.
I honestly didn't make a list for this, so I'm just kind of like going through right now of what I've seen. Holy cow. It seems like I should have seen way more of this. Oh, you left The Hunters off your list.
No, I put Hunters on there. I told you, I gave it a 2 out of 5, which felt charitable.
Right. It felt damn nice of me.
It felt very fun. I really can't stress how bad that ending is. And I know I've said it apparently on 3 different podcasts here, but it's really hard to stress how much I don't have any interest in that show after that last episode.
Just looking up, Lovecraft Country had a fantastic first couple episodes, but really shit the bed from there on out. They just never found a tone that worked. Every episode kind of like shifted as far as
like weirdness and whatever.
Yeah, well, yeah, one's like a, because I guess it was a series of short stories that they kind of just tried to crowbar into one movie. So there's like an Indiana Jones episode, there's a shape-shifting episode. God, all the things I've seen. Eh. All right, I'm going to bail.
All right, well.
Bailing on that.
Well, what was your favorite
show? It was like, Picard was okay.
What was your favorite show you watched this year? Last year, I guess to say.
Because,
again,
I might go Defending Jacob.
Okay, I don't know when Defending Jacob was 2019 or if that was 2020.
What was the HBO miniseries, The Outsider? Was that this year with Ben Mendelsohn and Jason Bateman?
That might have been. No, that was 2019, because I remember busy hearing Terry talk about when we were going to visit Dad, and that happened at the end of 2019.
Okay.
So, there's good stuff. Honestly, the thing
I was hoping for more out of HBO.
Yeah, I think a lot of places got hit from quarantine. There wasn't a lot, like, there's stuff I think they had to kind of stretch out. I guess technically Doom Patrol shouldn't be on there.
Oh, you know, I think the second season did come out this year. Harley Quinn was fucking excellent.
Hmm. I guess I didn't count Doom Patrol because I was like, I didn't really watch it. Shawnee Boy was very adamant that if you left the room or fell asleep, he didn't like wait for you to like catch back up when he decided to kick things back off again. So there's a lot of that's like blank holes. I was like, I don't know. I woke up and the second season started and they were all shrunk for some reason. Yeah. I didn't really get like the gist as to why. So.
And that can happen on a pee break.
Yeah.
Oh, Perry Mason. I forgot about Perry Mason. Excellent. Which is supposed to just be a miniseries, but it is coming back for a full season.
Yeah, that's my biggest worry. I keep thinking, like, oh, I really hope they don't do that with Queen's Gambit, because there is not enough story left there to tell. But that is such a stupidly popular show in the grand scheme of things for Netflix that I wouldn't be shocked if they didn't at least have some conversations about it.
Oh, yeah. They're like, we just need this content. And then you heard Matthew Reese on Conan, you're like, oh, he's hilarious too?
Oh, yeah. And does not sound at all like how I'd expect him to sound. Like, everything he's ever in, he just sounds like a very surly, normal guy. He
just always has, like, a smoldering angst to him. Yeah,
and then you hear him, and he's just, like, almost like a clown. Yeah. You're just like, what the hell? It's like the first time
you found... Is it the Welsh John Hamm?
Yeah, it's like it's the first time you heard Mark Hamill, and you were like, wait, that's the Joker? Excuse Luke Skywalker? What the...
My tiny little derby blew off my head.
I also, because it's been so long, I need to update just so anybody who's listening and following along knows. Trump's the president. It's a whole news. I had to cut it. Berlin Wall has fallen.
I pooped myself yesterday.
No, I got that one out. I wanted to note that I saw The Fanatic, so I saw all three of the movies then for the movie bet that I lost.
Oh, God. Cats.
Cats, Medea's Family Funeral, and Fanatic.
Oh, man.
The Fanatic is just fucking garbage.
Christopher, stop clapping. Jesus.
Of the three of them, Fanatic was the hardest one to watch. It's such a weird movie with John Travolta playing this character who's definitely supposed to be mentally challenged.
Funded it too, didn't he? Or at least partially.
I'm sure he put some money into it. Whatever fucking money, I don't know, is Grease residuals still fucking paying out that much?
You don't
days?
Get Fred Durst to direct a movie without forking over some serious cash.
He plays a mentally challenged, like, horror movie fan, and the movie makes a lot of Moose, whose job is to be an English Bobby downtown in, like, LA, where, like, the guys in fake Iron Man suits hang out. And I was like, who the fuck would get a picture with just an English Bobby? Like, English bleed? Like, no one would do that. But I guess that was the most, like, the non-IP restricted costume they could afford to show that much of. But it does make a weird point to kind of cross over this idea of, like, what's really the bigger... Like, it crosses over, like, weird fanboy fanaticism with mental illness too much to be kind of comfortable at certain points.
Mm-hmm.
And does feel very mean-spirited at times. It's a movie that's directed by Fred Durst. And the hero of the movie is supposed to be, like, this B-movie actor who's just being harassed by this guy. And the entire time, you're just like, I don't know, this guy's kind of like the Hunter John
Hart. He's cheating on his wife, right?
No, I think they're divorced.
Wasn't he porking the maid?
He's definitely sleeping with the maid, but I think at that point their marriage is long since over. It's just one of those things where it's like, he's not a nice guy. I don't root for him. I don't like him. And it does kind of give off the stink of like Fred Durst being like, being celebrity is so hard. You had to deal with all these weirdos. Be like,
not in 2 decades.
Yeah, I was like, haven't. You? Limp Bizkit? I saw the Limp Bizkit
patch. You could gain 10 pounds and no one would recognize you. I lose the hat.
Yeah. I sold a Limp Bizkit patch in the store the other day, and it was to some kid who just liked it because it had a skateboarder on it. And I laughed. I was like, thank God, because that fucking patch would have never moved otherwise. There's no one coming in buying Limp Bizkit merchandise.
No, it felt like you knew even then, like, this isn't going to be the Lynyrd Skynyrd of my generation.
Yeah.
Like, 30 years from now,
it felt like the ultimate message of the movie would be, is like, wouldn't it be scary if a mentally challenged person was stalking you? And I'm like, that's not really where I expected this to go. So that was a huge stinker, but I did get all three of those in. Cats is great. Watch that every day. Jellicle Cats can with Jellicle Cats.
Yeah, I got enough of it in Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah. How's that?
It's disappointing to say, but it's a real stinker. A real turd burger.
In the grand scheme of the DC movie universe, where does it fall? Better or worse?
Probably worse than Batman versus Superman.
I was going to say, better. Let's do a scale. Better or worse than Aquaman?
Worse.
Better or worse than Man of Steel?
Definitely worse.
Wow, that's weird. Aquaman.
I liked Man of Steel.
Okay. Better or worse than Suicide Squad?
Better, okay. But not by enough.
Okay. So better or worse than Justice League?
Worse.
Okay. All right. So it's
but I did kind of like Justice League.
All right. Better or worse than Batman versus Superman?
Worse.
Oh wow. Yeah. So it's basically
only beating Suicide Squad.
Oh, Jesus.
And I despised that movie.
I was going to say, I was like, if it's worse, if it's better, if you consider it worse than Suicide Squad, then I'd be a little concerned, because that fucking turkey, really says a lot about how much of a simp for James Gunn I am, if I'm still excited for a new Suicide Squad movie, after that first one just fucking...
After that trailer of, like, who? Who? I knew three of these people.
But I'm kind of excited for that. Like, I was like, good, at least it's actual fucking nobodies that you're going to put in the squad.
And John Cena.
Yeah, it's a piece. Do.
And he's already getting a spinoff, supposedly.
Yeah, that's actually been greenlit, which they must really have loved his portrayal.
Pedro Pascal plays the overall main villain mm-hmm. in it. Spoilers coming up.
Lord. Mandalorian season 2.
How the fuck did we forget Mandalorian?
Well, I haven't.
You know what? I'm not going to talk about Wonder Woman. Stinks. P.U. Don't bother.
I haven't seen season 2, so that's why I didn't put it on my list.
Oh, okay. Mandalorian was excellent.
Excellent.
It's such a solid show. And you're just waiting for them to fuck it up.
Yeah, it's...
I'm waiting for Disney to be like, you know what we should put in this?
Oh, yeah. And that's always the biggest concern, because it's the only thing Star Wars has really gotten right since Disney picked up the license for it.
And then you heard there's like 3 new Star Wars shows coming out, too.
An Ahsoka show, Obi-Wan show.
I was like, you guys going to try...
Fucking something else, isn't there? Oh, the...
Rogue something?
Diego Luna or whatever.
Yeah, he's getting one. It's ridiculous how many they greenlit.
Which you're like, I don't understand. Why am I getting a prequel to a prequel? like an inevitable conclusion to a movie that had an inevitable conclusion.
I got the story. I figured it out. Yeah. It was good.
Was there that many layers of fucking Diego Luna's character? I don't know the character's name.
You
so.
Just needed a new Han Solo. I get it.
It's not... Jyn Erso, that was the girl's name, right? I don't remember his name.
You did better than I did on that test. I'd be like... gay robot. What was his name?
How dare you?
HK something something.
No, he was the sassy robot in Alan, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's Alan Tudyk, right?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, but I guess a bunch of those stuff. Anyway,
but you're just waiting for him to blow it. Yeah. You're waiting for him to try and turn it into like the Avengers
was,
or
there
something.
There was some, yeah. Well, that's the thing is, aren't they setting up for Admiral Thrawn? And that's what people are thinking is that all of them are going to cross over to like
that's
going to
be their Thanos.
Thrawn. And you're just like, I mean, that is as exciting as I guess you could get.
We're not getting Obi-Wan in there. Not getting Diego Luna in there. So it's basically just Ahsoka.
There's talk they might try to. I don't know how true this is because I don't really follow this like that news story stuff as much anymore, but I heard people saying that they might actually try doing like Luke Skywalker, like an in-between version of him, and then sort of like what Mara Jade, I guess, is the kid he had in the alternate and like the extended universe the books, or something like that. They might try to do something like that, and then maybe that's another character to put in there. I don't know. I mean, Chewbacca got crushed by a fucking moon in that, and they didn't do that in the real version.
So. Oh, you're not up to date on The Mandalorian, are you?
I didn't watch all of Revenge of the Skywalker or whatever.
Just like, that baby Yoda's so cute. You just feel like a whimper of Chewbacca.
I don't understand. Why is the moon making so little noise when it's falling?
What? Why does it sound like a fly?
Meh. Yeah, but I guess Wonder Woman 8 in 1984, not very good.
Carl Weathers just takes out secretly takes out a lightsaber. I've been trained too. You're like, sweet, Apollo Creed's a Jedi.
It's a credit to how great of an actor he was that I really thought Carl Weathers has been dead since Rocky IV.
I'm pretty sure Hollywood did.
I was like, yeah, that dude died. Like, Apollo Creed died, like, right after those movies, right? That's why he wasn't in anything else.
I think he's just been toiling away in terrible action movies for a long time, and then it just took a toll on his body and he retired, but he's amazing. I love Carl Weathers.
He is excellent. But no, Wonder Woman, not very good. I think most people have probably heard about...
Yeah, Wonder the premise Woman. Is that Oberlin...
Pedro Pascal
from Game of Thrones and Narcos, it plays Maxwell Lord... who has no powers, doesn't seem to be that bright. He's just a manipulative TV host. I've heard a couple theories he's supposed to be kind of based on Trump.
Okay.
But finds a stone that allows him to grant wishes, and his wish is, I want to become the stone. So he becomes a wishmaster, effectively.
Okay.
And he makes... But he can't grant himself any wishes...
He's like a genie. He can't grant himself like his own wishes. He has to.
Trick you into making a wish, and then somehow it's like a monkey's paw thing where it kind of ends up sort of fucking you over. The only premise for it I can imagine is that they wanted to bring Chris Pine back, which he is great in the movie. I do like him, but
it does definitely feel like that based off what I heard. Because I'll be real. I keep hearing I didn't like the first one, so I knew I wasn't probably going to
like... Oh, you despise the second one.
That's why I was like, I'm probably not going to like the second one. So I purposely was like, I understand it's free, and after, like, what, like 2 months, then it just goes back to you have to pay for it. So I was like, all right, maybe there's a small part of me, and just still to this point, I've had no desire to watch it. But that said, I kind of knew I wasn't going to, so I didn't. But I have heard a lot of people talk about it, and there's one thing I keep hearing all the time.
Chris Pine... Wonder Woman's raping that guy that Chris Pine's
That is like the weird point people keep bringing up. And I'm like, look, I absolutely understand if you examine it under the tightest scrutiny, that is a weird plot point that really feels like they could have easily written out by just saying he didn't have to have taken over someone else's body.
At one point, the president wishes to have more military bases closer to Russia, and they just materialize out of thin air.
Yeah.
You couldn't make it that Chris Pine could just come back in his own body?
Yeah, or like a fake body made of fucking dust or something like that, or something along those lines. Like, why he had to have taken over someone else's body? There are a lot of people, I feel like, who are trying to get over the headline of, like, the double standard of rape in Hollywood, and I'm just like, I wouldn't examine it that closely.
No, I judge it just for poor writing. Yeah. Like, there's no need for it.
It does sound absolutely... And
just created this weird thing that now people are going to bitch about when you didn't need it to begin with.
Yeah.
You think they never even thought about it. They were filming it, they're like, no, but now we're going to give her a love interest at the end when she's going to run into this guy she's been raping.
Yeah. I don't know. The part that kills me, though, in hearing the description of it is that, I guess, towards the end, I don't know, there's some event horizon, essentially, that if they don't stop Pedro Pascal, I guess a really big doomsday is
going to happen. He takes over a TV network and asks everybody to make wishes.
And I guess if the idea is
allows him to heal himself. Apparently he's dying the whole time he's doing this.
Yeah. The idea being that if they don't stop him, something really bad will happen. But a lot of America's already made their wishes. Like, a bunch of people he's met have already made wishes. So the idea is that, like, look, either kill him, or every person who's made a wish has to rescind it. And I haven't watched it, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know the speech Wonder Woman apparently gives. And obviously this is a movie that was pushed back like fucking a year and a half from when it was originally supposed to come out.
Really holding out hopes.
Yeah. But in my mind, I'm like, in a post-COVID world where like it feels like so many problems could have been solved if everyone just wore a mask and just did it for the greater common good, the very notion that every person would have been selfless enough to just be like, yeah, I'll renounce my wish. I don't need that cancer gone, that pesky cancer. Like, the notion that that was the solution they went with is fucking mind-boggling to me.
Or that one, like, guy was like, yeah, I'm glad my wife's dead.
Yeah, or something like that. You're just like, there's not a single person in the world who was selfish enough
to do that. My dad used to molest me. Do I have to bring him back?
So, I'm not even from that level, but, like, just on a level of, like, because it's supposed to be like, this is the best of us. I'm like, look, after fucking COVID, I don't want to live in the world. I don't know if I have the optimism anymore to believe in a happy ending where it's like, everyone came together and, like, all of New York threw trash at Green Goblin to stop it from attacking Spider-Man. Like, I just don't buy it anymore. It just doesn't happen.
Mess with one New Yorker. You mess with all of us.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want this ending anymore because I don't buy it. Like, we had the opportunity to prove it in real life and we fucked it up real hard, so.
Like, when you see in movies and you see a mixed race street gang, where you're like, yeah, I'm pretty sure one of the things that never happens in gangs is a lot of diversity.
Yeah, that's generally not how most of them seem to be. Considering every gang I can name in prison is defined by the race of the people within it.
But, you know, I'd be curious if they took Pedro Pascal out of the movie.
If it would make maybe it would have been better.
He's half the movie.
Do you think he's a bad part of the movie?
It's a lot of bad writing. Well, I mean, it's not a bad performance.
I was gonna say, do you mean the character or the acting? Like, if they took Wishmaster out of the movie,
The story, the character, and a little bit of the acting, but it felt like there was probably a director like constantly yelling at him, "Go bigger."
That's a shame. Look,
Kristen Wiig's not bad. It's. You could have picked a less attractive chick to play her, to be honest with you.
I heard their first pick was Emma Stone. And I was like, wait, she was supposed to be like nebbishy and nerdy? In what world?
It was the exact same thing. They just threw glasses on her and made her hair frizzy. And they're like, literally a guy. She like drops her books in front of a dude and he just like looks at her and blows her off. It's a coworker.
It's like.
And then two scenes later, she's like in the heels and a dress. And he's like, wah, bah, 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 boom.
It's like the Jamie Foxx in Amazing Spider-Man 2 where they just give him comb over and like in his tooth and they're like, look at this hideous monster. Like, one buys this. No one believes this is a hideous man.
He bent up to pick up a stapler and his bicep almost tore through the shirt.
But yeah, that was there. I guess I'll offer some quick thoughts on Soul, which also came out on Christmas Day. I liked Soul a good bit. Not nearly as much as I was hoping I would like it. I was not, and I guess I give the movie credit. It hid basically the entire second act of the movie from you. It just wasn't a particularly interesting second half.
It had a cat.
I know, but I just wasn't expecting this to be a movie of body swapping at like that point. I was like, oh, this is kind of odd.
Was the cat ghost on the escalator too much for it?
That did hurt me a lot. When they show that the cat died for this joke to happen, I was like, what?
Spoilers.
Yeah, the cat comes back at the end, I believe. The cat is moving around, so I assume it has a soul again. I don't know if it has a spark. It might be a different cat. This is a very high philosophical question I can't get into. It didn't hit me emotionally the same way Inside Out and Coco did, which is fine. I mean, those movies emotionally just destroyed me, and I posted on Twitter, I was like, you know what, maybe I shouldn't be looking to Pixar movies to be my emotional outlet as a grown man anymore. Like, maybe I should just be okay with sometimes they're just good movies, and I don't actually, like, leave the theater a sobbing mess, but...
But this was the one I got to watch in my home.
Yeah, so. I know. It would have been nice. I fucking lost it during the ending of fucking The Good Place in my own home. I couldn't do it here, which I did. I can't stress how emotionally devastating. Like, just like 6 or 7 ugly sobbings. Just
it was pretty sad.
Yeah, that's it.
It didn't hit me quite that hard, but.
Yeah, I'm a little bit more emotional. You're a stone. I'm an emotional free spirit.
Mikey's a machine.
But Soul's good. The thing I'll say about it that's the highest praise is it is visually fucking phenomenal. Yeah. Because did you see it?
Soul?
Yeah. Okay. The ethereal beings feel so alien when they actually come to the real world that I forgot that the real world I was looking at was CGI. There was a moment I was like, this is the real world. And that thing looks really impressive. And I was like, holy shit, this is two different layers of CGI. And I am fucking completely tricked into believing it's real at that point. So I thought all that stuff was phenomenal. Some really good jokes in it. Just wasn't as good as I was hoping. And I'm sure there's other people who are better equipped to talk about some of the problematic issues with it than I am.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I did enjoy it.
I liked it. Visually, I thought it was fine. Pixar just consistently knocks it out of the park so often that the bar is pretty high. So
they're the ones who keep setting that bar. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't like the ending.
Yeah.
When Pixar's already done a great movie about death, like Coco, and then you do another one, and somehow, the other beings just decide, you know what, you get a second chance, Jamie Foxx, get back out there. That's not how life works. That's kind of a weird message to kind of send.
I also don't like how ambiguous the ending is either, where I was like, look, I understand as an adult, I kind of appreciate the ambiguity, but... if I did bring kids, I wouldn't want to have to, dissect the movie afterwards, but be like, so I'm confused. Does he stay a musician, or does he become a teacher?
Because we saw Coco. I thought people just died, right? There's death, and then the final death.
Yeah, there's stuff that I'm definitely, at the point of, I don't know if that...
I could die a couple times, and they'll give me another shot.
Yeah, so there's a part of me that's disappointing. But at the same time, I want to be more upset, but I'm like, look, Inside Out was good enough in my life that I was like, if they don't make another good one after that, I'd be fine. So.
Yeah, I put it below Toy Story 4. No, above Toy Story 4, but below Toy Story 3.
Okay. I haven't seen Toy Story 4 yet. So mid-range. So I've heard... I thought you said Toy Story 4 is your favorite.
No, Toy Story 3 is probably my favorite. The one that came out when I was 32. Not the one that came out when I was 17 and still too old to be seeing animated films.
I might have misheard you then. I've actually had this in my notes for a while now. This was prior to the election. Back when I was with Terry, we were visiting our father. And the election was priming up at that point. And Terry just told me, hey, text cats to this number. And it was supposedly for cats for Joe Biden. And it set me up on a list. And I assumed it was going to be nonstop cats being sent to my phone. Maybe sometimes with political stuff to them. Oh, it's a cat wearing a vote for Joe t-shirt. Or a cat with a little I voted sticker or something like that. Nothing. I didn't get one single cocksucking cat from that entire campaign. But I got 79 text messages a day in the 2 weeks leading up to that election. And I've never felt more robbed as an American. What the fuck? Is there no decency in this party? Give me one goddamn cat at least. Something to offset this.
Oh, cocksucking cat sets up such a strange visual.
That's very upset.
This one's just doing anal.
Look, these cats are allowed to have fun. Fun to them. God damn it.
Yeah, that does bring me a limitless amount of enjoyment.
I was like, let me make sure I get that in there so it at least has some measurement of permanency. The other thing is a lot more recent, and I'll leave this for the audience to say. Dad, Terry, if you're listening, the entire world, you could tell me if I'm a monster for this. A friend of mine, I went over to their place. They got this bag of cookies for pets. And I guess they had planned to give it to a hamster, but then they did some research and they found out they couldn't do that. So they decided to give it to me because we have our dog, Scotia. And these are cookies that look kind of discount store duplex cookies. One side's vanilla, one side's chocolate cream filling in the middle. On the packaging, there's a picture of a dog. And I forget, they're called like double slammy whammies or something. The double whammy slammies is the name of them. So it doesn't immediately provoke the idea this is for dogs, but there are enough pictures of dogs on the packaging. And I was like,
dogs in bow ties.
Like. Yeah. So I decided to leave it out on the kitchen table at first just to see hilariously if anyone would open it up and eat it and not realize it was dog food. Didn't happen that way. So I was like, all right, fine. So I opened it up and I go to see if Scotia actually likes them. And to my surprise, she does, which is weird because she's generally pretty picky when it comes to treats.
Yeah.
And I didn't think she would like sweet things at all. I assumed that it had to be like...
Usually got to be something savory.
Yeah, I was like something with like animal meat in it, but apparently she loves them. So I got rid of the packaging, but they still come in like a plastic tray. And without the tray, like without the packaging, there is nothing that indicates that this is dog food at all. I shouldn't say dog food.
This plan gets more devious.
No, there's nothing. Like, what I mean is there's no pictures.
Food for dogs, right?
There's no pictures, treats for dogs.
Am I
maybe humans. We didn't really check the whole packaging. I don't know. There's no pictures of dogs on the cookies. They don't smell like dogs. It just smells sweet. And I said, you know what? I'll just leave these out here. And look.
And hopefully Mike eats them.
Whatever happens, happens. You didn't have any. That trick didn't work. Mom definitely probably had like 16 or 17. Mom definitely stored them into two separate Ziploc baggies, and then the next day the entire baggie was gone.
For the love of God, she's still your mother.
I didn't feed them to her or like lead her on, like cookies on the table for you, Mom, or anything like that. I left cookies on the table and she,
how long
the all-consuming maw that she is, just devoured probably.
How many days in a row were you realizing she was eating these cookies?
It only happened after one day.
How many days in a row did you realize she was eating dog food?
Again, dog food is misleading. It's not a treat for dogs is the better way. Like eating a puppuccino, you know? Like, it's kind of like that, except she had 7 or 8 of those equivalencies.
In several days in a row. And I TT'd all my way down the basement.
No. Here's the funny thing. And what I think really sets me up as probably an asshole, but maybe not. You know? Who knows? I'm not telling her. I'm never going to tell her that those cookies were definitely for dogs. I took the rest. I put them in the side room. Because also, not for nothing, kind of fucking piggish of you, Mom. Those are for Scotia. She barely got any of her cookies.
It still feels like you know she's going to eat some. She goes in that side room to do the laundry.
I didn't hide
it's
it.
On your...
I didn't hide it particularly well. So
it's on your painting desk.
If I see more of the missing, then I know she went looking for food in the side room and found them.
And they'll go to bed laughing again. Pig. You swine.
Oh, I will. But at that point, she deserves it. Because they didn't leave them.
You just couldn't bring them down into the basement.
Then I'm going to forget it. How often am I going to be down here in Scotia's? And I'm like, let me feed her some cookies.
All the time. How long are you guys hanging out in the side room in your painter's den?
All the time. You know, we're always kind of like, that's like sort of our meeting spot. It's where we do a lot of meet cutes. Like, no, I didn't think I saw you here.
I'm pretty sure you are still setting up Mom for failure and eating more of this dog treat. Now, that dog food. Now, look.
Dog treats.
Apparently, she likes.
If you say it like I made her eat dog food, then it sounds way worse. I didn't make her do anything. Her own innate gluttony caused her to decide to just see cookies on the table and not ask anyone whose they were. This is the same woman who, by the way, we found out was just feeding our dog Christmas cracks. So. Sometimes she doesn't ask. She just assumes and just does it. So
I still don't get the move to put it in that side room because she goes in there.
I don't have all fucking day to hide
unless
these Christmas
you like the idea of Mom eating dog food.
I'll be honest, it gives me a little bit of joy. Okay. I do get a little bit of a chuckle out of it.
This is how
like,
you're working in 2021.
I'm not falling onto the floor kicking my legs in the air, but there's a mod like... And then I go about my day.
Just Bill Cosby laughing to yourself.
As I go past, like, every day. I get, like, a real Dr. Hibbert going on.
You just push it farther and farther away, but just slightly farther. I mean, if you just took in the basement, she'd never see
it. Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to wait for the next family function we have and just, like, lean back
just
in my...
Just put it in a toilet.
I'm just going to lean back in my chair with, like, a glass of liqueur, and I'm just like... So did anyone enjoy any recent good cookies recently? Tell me about your recent cookie conquests. And just see her be like, oh, it's wonderful. Do you just a little like woof woof or something like that. And then I'll enjoy a hearty laugh then. Or I won't. And it's a story I can just treasure for me. Have you ever had one of those moments
where Pat might just start beating your ass right there?
Have you ever had a moment where you like walk around outside and you just see a moment of nature at its most serene and beautiful, and you're like, you know what? I don't have to share this story with the world. This is just a memory I get to keep. And I'm going to keep it with me.
That you're creating.
My little well. Light. This little light and of mine, extending. I'm going to keep it in mind and let it shine.
She's going to eat those cookies.
Yes. And that's going to be for me to enjoy. I'm going to enjoy that. And I won't have to say anything. No one has to, like, no. She doesn't have to. Don't tell her. You know, let her have fun. She clearly enjoyed them. She ate, like, 16 of them. It wasn't like she ate one. She's like, oh, this tastes like dog food. And stopped there. Which is what I assumed would have happened. I assumed it would have stopped with one. But apparently they're so fucking phenomenal that she ate, like, a dozen.
Look, me and Mom have issues. I don't know if I have it in me to watch her eating dog food.
Again,
to continue eating dog food
makes it sound like I...
It's food for dogs. You didn't find it in the people aisle.
I don't know where it was. Maybe it was. Look, again, we threw out the packaging. No one knows whether or not this was food that's fine for humans. I assume, you know, she's still up there ticking today. So, you know, it's not like I took her out with dog food.
She's actually gotten stronger.
Yeah, I don't know. Her coat's never been shinier. Never been voluminous.
I'd assume it had to be safe for people because you can't take the chance of kids finding them and eating them.
But again, they look so delicious. You should have one at least just so you can see this.
Come on. After you. Tell me how delicious they
are. I've already had a ton. You just have one. You have one and then I'll have, we'll split a cook in half. You eat the first half and then I'll definitely eat the second half.
I promise. You gotta go to bed soon. You don't know. Right? You gotta go to bed soon, right?
You guys don't understand the joy I would have had if I had come home from the first night I left the cookies on the table and I just saw them opened and like two like cookies with big bites taken out of them and then you guys be like, oh, those cookies suck. It would have been the funniest thing in my life.
Very, very lammy.
It definitely sounds like chicken discard products or something like that.
Kind of giblety.
That's where I would have fallen onto the floor, like kicking on my back, laughing. But now I just mildly enjoy, like a.
Does Terry already know this story?
I'll probably tell it to her in a better light
because you know this podcast isn't coming out for weeks
separately. And I'll let her know it then. At that point, but again. There's nothing malicious. I didn't trick her. I didn't put like a sign that says delicious cookies on the
table. And if you offered Terry a cookie, she'd probably take it.
Yes, sight unseen.
Are you that evil that you're actually like offering it up now? Like, hey, come on. Ding, ding, ding. Dinner bell. All right, come and get it.
Look, we all get real here.
Come and get some dog food. cookies.
We both passed Shawnee Boy that bowl of jelly beans that we knew most of them were vomit and skunk spray. Look, sometimes you pass it over. It's a little harmless prank. Yes, you taste a little
bit. We even planned it, so we took the
good ones.
The worst one that it was going to be was toothpaste flavored. Yeah, so you're like, either I'll take
blueberry
that.
Or toothpaste. You're like, yeah, this is fine.
I got toothpaste. I was like, whatever.
Yeah, well, this is fine. This is not, I wouldn't eat a bag of these, but.
Like, not when I saw Sean push like two of the, either buttered popcorn or rotten eggs.
Oh man.
It is bad.
Nothing better than old Shawnee Boy, like seven of those, and be like, these jelly beans suck. That's the joy I'm having right now. It's a little bit of just like tea.
And why he wasn't immediately suspicious. Like, have I ever offered you jelly beans in our entire life? Just
open jelly beans in our house before? It's that level. So, yes, would I be a Loki-esque prankster and give Terry a cookie without her knowing? And then mildly have a small chuckle.
She'd be so furious.
But again, it's not, because I don't think they taste like real dog food. I think it just tastes like a regular cheap.
No, Mom's just a Hoover vacuum cleaner. Who knows what they taste like?
I need a variable.
You're the perfect one.
No, a scientist cannot be a part of his own experiment.
Frankenstein.
That's
come
not
on.
A hypothesis. Yeah, come on. I don't know how I have to explain science to you, Mikey, like this. But you could be my constant.
One bite. It's like, tastes like dog food. Definitely dog food.
Oh, yeah. I send a couple of dad to dad. Like, Dad, check out these sweet cookies I found at Aldi's or something like that. And they're like, why?
Every family member.
After he heard the pot, like, he eats them. He's like, those cookies weren't too bad. Then he hears the podcast. Like, you son of a bitch.
I'd consider having you committed if you were just sending these cookies out to family members. Like, buying more of them. Like, Christopher, the first pack was free, but come on.
Yes, but can you put a price on hilarity? Can you put a price on joy? Well, on your brother's smile?
Anyway.
On the flutter in his heart, the kick in his step.
I made dessert for your birthday, brother. Come in and get a slice.
I still think I'm the hero in this story. And that's how I'm going to...
Hero is a strong word.
That's how I'm going to frame it in my mind. You do what you want to, but...
Hero and monster can be so close.
All right, do you want to do death pools?
Yeah, let me tell a story real quick.
Sure.
So, I was at the gym a couple weeks ago.
Pooped yourself?
No.
Did I wrap up the story?
You ruined it already. Fine. Podcast over.
God damn it.
No. And I was lifting weights and I was struggling. Like, feet, like,
honestly, like
tingling in the air. Like, so I went to return the weights. And right next to get smaller ones, whatever, somewhere between 20 and 200 pounds, who remembers? And this extremely attractive girl, like strawberry blonde hair, beautiful face, freckles, fantastic body. I just happened to make eye contact with her and she went like, hi. And I was so shocked by it. I didn't even stop right away. So I was still walking over and like putting the weights back. But then in my head, I was like, all right, I can't pick up tinier weights.
I can't pick up smaller weights at this point. Hey! And then you pick up, like, the colored dumbbells that, like, housewives use while they're, like, watching TV. The ones that are, like, 2 pounds.
I can't do that.
I'm doing it, too!
Because in my head, I'm already,
the
like...
The ones that honk when you drop them on the ground, like...
Because in my head, she's already, like, doing another set. Mm. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm not going to bother her right now, but I'll take some heavier weights, which were almost like twice what I was struggling with. And I'll do a couple sets and then like I'll wait for her to take a break and then come by and like at least introduce myself. Like, hey, how's it going? And fucking nearly tore my shoulders like out of their sockets. Trying to get like 5 reps done. Like, if I had had any poop left in me, it would have shot out the bottom of my shorts. I finished a few sets. I'm about to get up. And some guy walks by and just kisses her, like, right on the mouth. Like, so it's like, obviously. So I fucking barely were able to pick the weights up. Part of me was like, just leave them behind. Who cares? That's what they pay janitors for.
Oh, to be the dude who comes after you, be like, what the fuck, dude? You're like, no, you don't understand. A cute girl wave.
I've had a rough day. Strawberry blonde hair. I did pick
up. Oh, you mean old gym whore over there? No.
Well, that'd be kind of interesting, at least. Like, oh, so is there a story behind that? Or...
Not more than the name implies. Kind of a sad story for everyone involved.
But I picked up the weights. Got him back and basically picked up like a couple rolls of quarters and started curling those.
Why would you even have done that? You were struggling on the first one. You got stronger weights, put those on, and then fucking almost tore your arms apart doing it. And you were like, I gotta get some.
Because she's not gonna win, damn it.
She already did. She's not fucking you, so I think in the context of this story, she won.
I have my pride I wanted to maintain, so I was like, I'm going to do 2 more sets and then get out of here. Click, clack, click, clack.
Oh, man. If only, like, you could have dropped one and the dude that kissed her just, like, picks up one hand to it. She's like, oh, watch out, buddy. Yeah, sometimes he's get away from you. I remember when I was first starting off.
He just blows it back to me.
One hits him on the back. He's like, did a fly get in?
Oh, my goodness. I thought they called an exterminator.
Honey, watch out. I think there's a spider in this room somewhere.
I'm just noodle arming the other one, like, I need a spotter. Like, every guy looks at me in disgust, like,
what the fuck?
For 2 pounds?
Oh, boy.
Do you have COVID and AIDS? Like, what?
I would be falling apart this much over quarantine, buddy. What's going on? You're like, no, my arms are made of cookies now.
Either dog food.
No, it's not dog food. We've been over this.
I wrote the company.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, I'm trying to feed my mom dog treats. Is that okay? And is it also not dog food? They're like, you're a monster, first of all. But no, technically, they are dog treats.
Thank you. That's all I needed to hear. All right, you want to do death pools?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so just an update to everybody. What we do, start of the new year, because we're callous people, and
radio hacks.
Yeah, there's a morbid fun to some of this for some reason. Excuse me. We like to pick who we think might potentially die this year, and then the idea being there's two lists. If one person on one of our lists goes, the other person has to buy the other person a pizza. The free pizzas thing that goes about. So what we always do is we do...
Two toppings.
Two topping pizza. A politician, a wrestler, an actor, a musician, and then a wild card. The wild card has to be somebody under the age of 60, I think. Something that's supposed to be surprising.
Yeah.
My picks of last year, I had Bob Dole as my politician, Ric Flair as my wrestler, James Earl Jones as my actor, Bob Dylan as my musician, and Lil Uzi as my wild card. None of them died. Both of us had initially attempted to put Little Richard as our musician, and because we both tried to use him, we both lost it, and then he died. So,
yeah, I had Mick Jagger, Jerry Lawler, Jimmy Carter, Sylvester Stallone, and Lizzo as my wild pick. Mm. None of those paid out. After my triumphant 2019, where I got two. Who did I get? Bruno Sammartino and...
Bruno Sammartino and...
Gladys Knight? No.
No. Didn't you have Aretha Franklin?
Yeah.
You took her for me after...
After you had her on for a couple years,
yeah, too. Yeah, I had her on for a year. After the year the Grammys had already done a posthumous ceremony for her when she was still alive, because they assumed she was so fat and old she wouldn't have made it till the next year. She held on that neck. You know what? She's a talented woman. I shouldn't say more. But I did. I was very fearful.
The fat old pig cost me a pizza.
Yeah. You know what? Let's just say that. So how do you want to start? We just do... you want to start off with like our actor?
Sure.
I have in the past done several members of this cast. Most of them are still alive, but I feel like it's inevitable. I'm going to put William Shatner down.
It's not a bad pick.
Star Trek cast, I feel like, is reaching that point where they're going to start going.
It's him and Uhura and Chekhov at this point?
Sulu. He's still
around. Oh, and Sulu.
Yeah.
I went Christopher Plummer.
Who's he? I know the name. I can't think of what he's
called. Last thing he was in, he was the granddad in Knives Out.
Okay.
Been around forever.
I could see that.
Although he did look good in Knives Out, so...
Yeah, that's my concern, too, with William Shatner. I think he is still working.
If you're still acting, yeah.
I was going to say, I think he might still be in a show. I think he's in, like, Boston Legal or some shit like that, so...
Honestly, I wanted to pick Jack Nicholson, but I just didn't have it in me.
There's a couple I had that I was like,
Or Gene Hackman. That was another one where it's like, he hasn't been in anything in 15, 20 years.
Yeah, Gene Hackman's honestly a really good one. I'll stick with William Shatner, but...
I'll let you switch.
Yeah, I'm going to change that then, yeah.
You're changing
it. I'll be honest, so much of my list I do not think is happening, and I'm kind of just hoping, so... Yeah, I'm going to switch it to Gene Hackman. Oh, if he dies tomorrow, you're never going to let me have that free pizza. It's going to be argued to the day.
No, I mean, I'll give it to you, but I'll be crying in a corner somewhere.
How about wrestler?
He's not as old as I thought he was, but I went with Scott Hall. Okay. I think, you know, he's been sober for a little bit, as far as I know. I haven't heard anything to the contrary in the last at least handful of years, but I think those rough years he had, and he already has a pacemaker. It's
in the very similar vein, I went with Jake the Snake. He was hospitalized towards the end of last year. Because he's a manager for one of the wrestlers in AEW, they keep like canisters of air near ringside.
Oh, really?
So I was like, it wouldn't stun me if it happened in this year.
Yeah,
that's a guy who's...
You don't get away with that many decades of hard living.
But then you say that, I mean, fucking every year I keep waiting for, like, the turn to happen on Vince McMahon. Because that's a guy who did steroids.
Oh, he's been roiding since, like, the 80s.
But yeah, since he was probably fucking 20, hasn't stopped since then. You're just like, this is a dude who any day now I feel like it's going to change. But you never know. But I was like...
Would you count him as a pick? I guess he has wrestled.
Vince McMahon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I put him in my list a couple years ago at least.
Oh, that's right.
So I wouldn't be shocked if he went, but I never know. I feel like pure fucking, like, just, I don't know what you even talk, like, just aggression fuels Vince McMahon. I'm just like, no, god damn it, I'm going to be considered the best fucking mogul out there. So, how about musician?
It's going to be the saddest pizza I ever have to fucking buy if Gene Hackman dies. That's going to be sad. They're like, last scene in Welcome to Mooseport.
Musician.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Okay. I could see that.
I mean, he's one of the last, like, black and white. It's basically like him, Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson. That wouldn't be a bad pick.
What is he? Is he Great Balls of Fire?
Good. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You rock my nerves and you shy. And also known for marrying his underage cousin.
What are you going to do? You know, hey, what are we all...
Sometimes they're super hot.
Yeah, we're saints. This one hurt to put down, but I feel like it's inevitable. Ozzy Osbourne.
I think I put him down before, haven't I?
I can't remember. I know we put down... I tried to avoid doing people we've put down before, and I feel like Willie Nelson's been put down before, and somebody else I was considering has been put down. I was like, all right, I don't want to just keep going back to that well, because that's how you get somebody who just steals Aretha Franklin.
He's still, like, mad about that. Like,
it's infuriating. It's so infuriating.
It's so weird.
I felt so smart. I followed the news. I was like, this is a fucking, this is a slam dunk. This is a layup. An easy putt. This is fucking, you can't, this is just like a quarterback sneak. Just throwing as many sports references as I can. This is so surefire, there's no way to fuck this up. And then it was like, she held on just long enough for you to get the pizza instead. Like, what the fuck? Is there no justice in the world? After I couldn't accurately predict this fat woman's death.
It's so weird.
So much more than her weight. But in that moment, it was all that mattered.
It was 90% of Mikey's eulogy.
And why they let him speak at the, I don't know.
He told Terry he had some real heartwarming moments.
But yeah, I just feel like I was like, look, he fell in the tub, had difficulties recovering from that, supposedly was going to get a tour back on the road, COVID happened. I feel like all that just leads up that it wouldn't shock me if it happened. He did actually have a pretty good album. I have been listening to more and more of whatever that.
It's got some nice ditties on it.
I've come around on.
That's how old I am. Ditties.
What is it? Grave Man or something like that?
Oh, Under the Grave?
Under the Grave. I've come around on that one. I actually end up liking that song quite a lot. So it would hurt if he did die, but I was like, you know what? That's who I felt.
It's an impressive catalog.
Yeah. I'm going to go off on a real long shot on politician.
Oh, I'm sorry. Quick, who'd you pick wrestling again?
Jake the Snake.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm a monster. Politician, this is so far out there, but I'm just going to go with it. I'm going to say Trump. I feel like if he loses, he's lost the election, he has to turn power over, and I feel like everything could very quickly turn on a dime for him at that point.
I think he still has... He still thinks he has something to fight for. There's some part of him that's still like, I could run again in 2024.
He could.
As crazy as that is.
I feel like if the theory I'm working with, and again,
this I don't think he'll make it to 2024.
I don't,
but either. I don't think he's going to die this year. I think he'll.
My thought process was, look, I didn't want to do Carter. We've done Carter. I just put Bob Dole on. I put Colin Powell on. So I was like, all right, I can't use any of those names. I got to fire out somebody else. I guess I could have picked one of the Supreme Court justices who's getting a little bit up there, but I don't think any of them are necessarily right on there. But in my mind, I say, all right, maybe this is similar to like a Joe Paterno situation where once things start going downhill for him, like especially if he starts getting really like investigated and potentially facing like jail time, I feel like that's a guy whose life just turns on a dime. And could start falling apart. Especially if all he does is eat fucking fast food and, like, veg out.
It's not a terrible pick. I mean, he is, what, 73?
Yeah. And all these ones that would hurt me so much if someone died.
Jimmy Carter keeps fucking me.
Yeah, if someone told me tomorrow Trump was dead, it wouldn't, like, I don't know if I'd necessarily get joy out of it, but it would definitely be like, okay, free pizza, hot dog. I don't feel any conflicting feelings on that.
End of that book.
Yeah. Clunk. Done and done.
We filmed 4 more seasons of The Apprentice before he died. What the?
Why would you have done that? Who do you think this was for?
Celebrity Apprentice?
Like, again, we were...
Yeah, I was on it.
You? For our podcast?
No. For my 32 Twitter followers.
For being Marty the Robot's Twitter account.
Which has far eclipsed my Twitter.
He's the real power. They tried to get him on the show, but because there's not one singularity of Marty, they had to get me instead.
Can you actually dress up like Marty?
I guess, note that as is happening recently, there were the events of the people storming the Capitol and Trump getting banned from everything. Obviously, there's a lot of news stories there that we're just not covering in that, but, you know, that all plays somewhat of a factor into things.
Yeah, what, like 2 people died?
4 people and growing. Like, the number changes. It before wasn't even cops at all, but now I think 2 cops have died since it happened from injuries sustained at it.
God, this makes me sound like such a douche. It's done, right? It's not. Are they still?
No, they're not still there. No.
Okay.
It's, I think, injuries. Mm. As I said, like, 1 cop was killed because he just got beat over and over again with fire extinguishers. And I think another person got injured and died after the fact. And I think...
Oh, and the amount of people that'll probably catch COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, almost certainly. And I think 4 people who tried to storm the building were killed. So, 1 of them fell from a wall and had, like, a heart attack. 1 of them accidentally tasered themselves. There's a woman who got shot in the neck. And there might have been another one I'm mistaking. But
what's the level of, like, friendship that you have with someone that if you saw them in, like, one of the videos storming the White House, that you'd still be friends with them?
I don't know. I've cut people out of my life for less. Like... I've cut people out of my life for saying, bets. Like, Subway is fast food. Like, what? Get the fuck out of here. I don't know. I'll tell you what. I have a couple friends. I shouldn't even say friends. I have a couple people who are, like, second connections to me. Mm-hmm. Like, that I know through another person, basically, that are a little bit right-wing.
Associates. If
anyone I knew from that said they attended that, I'd be like, And if any one of them ever identified themselves as a Proud Boy, I'd be like, all right, we don't need to hang out. Like, there's no... If like, this the boss... If my boss told me he was, like, a Proud Boy, I'd be like, you know, I can go... I probably, if I really worked at it, could get back at Target or something like that. Like, I don't need it that much.
All right. How about Frank?
That'd be so mind-blowing to me because he was the biggest liberal when I was a kid. Like, in a school full of, like, hardcore right-wing Republicans for so much of everything, to find out Frank, the one person I know who was like, John Kerry, come on all the way!
Actually saw Cats in theaters multiple times.
It's such a mind-blowing proposition that my best friend from, like, grade school, Frank, would turn on that. Honestly, just for the novelty, I think I'd stay friends with him. Because I was like, I don't understand. You were always such a well-researched person. How did you go down this rabbit hole?
My Proud Boy friend that can recite the entire Phantom of the Opera score.
Oh, yeah. Who used to sing fucking Les Miserables for fun before the movie came out. Like, it was just a play. As far as I know. I don't know. It was a gay book back then. Who knows? it would be pretty... It would have to be real tough for me to not feel like I have to, like, honestly, and it's maybe one of the few things that I'm very proud I do. I don't check Facebook at all. I think last time I logged into Facebook, I had like 31 notifications. And I think that was all just Facebook being like, please come back. I checked it on my birthday just to like everybody who wishes a happy birthday. And outside of that, I don't. And I think that's done a lot because I haven't had to look to see any of the people who I might know that might be doing that. Mm-hmm. It's a real, like, ignorance is bliss kind of situation where I didn't have to, like, all right, well, I guess I just have to start unfriending people kind of thing.
Yeah, I didn't do that as far as, like, unfriending people. I just, real quickly, months ago, you knew who was on what side. So You just learned to kind of, like, unless they were super hot, you just learned to, like, scroll through their posts.
Yeah, you just don't say anything to it or something like that. Because I'm generally not, like, crazy aggressive to it. It's just never helped it. I remember once when I still worked at the state, a couple of my friends went to Penn State. And it was right when the Penn State scandals came out. And I made some comment somewhere about, like, the statue.
That poor Jerry Sandusky just sandbagged.
That monster. that hero. Whatever. And I remember getting a ton of flack from one of my old friends in school who was just like, no, man, you're fucking wrong on this. They shouldn't take the statue down. Like, and then getting into a Facebook fight about it.
Yeah.
Like 7 or 8 messages back and forth before eventually just being like, fuck this.
There's nothing less productive.
And ever since then, I've never bothered engaging with people on Facebook on anything. I guess I consider myself fortunate that I don't think we really have, because a lot of times it tends to be people like who have family members with it. Thankfully, our mom isn't on social media in any way, and our dad isn't that kind of person. So, you know, that always sounds like it's just here.
You've got mail coming from mom's room. Like,
what the fuck? She's using
AOL.
She's using old stuff. She's got her Zanga account up and running now. Like,
she's reactivating.
The president followed me.
Whatever the SETI 2000 email address she used to have. Man,
I forgot about SETI.
And it's got all your contacts on it, like, hey, wanna let me blow you sometime? Sign Christopher.
I'd have been 16 at the time, so I don't know. Is she just messaging Frank and Adam? Like my high school friends.
Mom, is this about the dog food thing?
Is it about making you eat those cookies? Because I didn't force you to do anything. I'm Sean O'Hare.
Me from downstairs, dog food.
I'm the Sean O'Hare gimmick. I'm like, look, I'm not making you do something you don't already want to do. I'm not making you eat these cookies.
Where'd you get that neck tattoo?
You just wanted to eat them anyway. And then as she starts gobbling them, I'm like looking down from like an air vent, like
jerking off like Homelander.
Oh, like, if only, like, the only way that it could be better is, like, if I was, like, Ursula from The Little Mermaid, like, I had somehow signed, like, could be, like, created a magical contract that, like, I benefited from this coming to pass. Like, yes.
You can eat, you can eat cookies, but they're actually dog food.
Where do I sign? Show me the line! And then I, like, I don't know, like, I get, like, hotter every time she does it, like, be like, yes!
Eventually, you're, like, just too hot, like, people are just ripping your clothes up on the street, like, Mom, please!
Mom, I'm telling you, it's dog food. You have to stop eating those cookies.
Well, well, well. Look, let's come home to roost.
Mom, you don't
You're
understand.
Like the Wishmaster and Wonder Woman.
I'm too hot. It won't stop.
Mommy Mikey's trying to seduce me. All right, we gotta get through this.
I can't stop making out with mirrors when I see them. What have you done to me?
Terry.
How could you? He said it would take 100 cookies for me to go up 0.1 hotness.
Terry begged me to motorboat her. Begged me.
I can't tell you how fucking painful this is, all right? Dad's made a couple passes at me at this point.
Interesting. Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Mom. Mommy.
Oh, now, Mommy. When you tricked me into eating dog food.
Again, I didn't make you do something you didn't want to do.
Keep it up.
I let your true nature be revealed at that point. This is like
5 o'clock shadow just keeps getting more even and perfect.
More perfect and hunky. My pecs just expanding. My arms huge. No.
People are kicking down the doors to fuck you.
Stop, Mommy. Just stop eating dog food. Oh, now it's dog food. Yes.
It was always dog food.
In this moment, now it's become dog food.
Some getting raped by George Clooney.
Anyway, the wild card. We actually still have to wrap this up. My wild card, again, this is just someone kind of random under 60. Actually, I don't know how old he is, so maybe he doesn't count. But I put Gordon Ramsay.
Check how old he is.
I think his kids are still relatively young, so I assumed he's not, but I might be wrong.
He's probably mid-50s, but it wouldn't surprise me if he's 60.
Goldie Hawn's still alive. Jeez. He's 54. We're good.
Okay. I didn't put a ton of time into this one.
I didn't either, I'll be honest, so.
I pick Louis C.K.
Okay.
He's sort of on a comeback trail, but I don't know how real that is. I don't know if that's just amongst comedy nerds.
I have yet to hear him get any kind of mainstream, like, pull. So
it's and not Saturday like, Night Live is clearly like desperately picking comedians to host.
Yeah, like, I think that's gone. Yeah. I think, despite the fact that I do think there are some real legitimate issues with Saturday Night Live and hypocrisy, I don't think that's one bridge they'll go back on. I think they would catch way too much heat
for it.
And I think that's enough to keep them from doing it.
Not anytime soon, but and I could see him. I mean, I know he's like making money and he's still selling out shows, but I could see a big part of him being like, no, but I was like a media darling for like a few years there. Yeah. Like, no matter what I said, people still loved me. And I don't think I'm ever getting back to that.
Yeah, I don't think the dude's really somebody, assuming he lives his life right from here on in. I don't think he's somebody who would necessarily have to worry super hard about where his next meal came from. You know, I think he had some very financially successful years. He was the biggest stand-up comic in America for a period of time.
Remember that Marin interview? He was always notorious for spending money as quickly as he got it.
That's the thing. I was like, assuming he lived with some level of scrutiny, he certainly could have saved up enough money to keep him comfortable. I mean, he's still probably going to have to tour, which he's doing. He's still going to have to put out specials, which he's doing. But with all that said, you know, I don't think he's ever going to hit a public spotlight again.
No, I don't think he's ever going to hit that apex of what he was.
Which is weird, because his apex was like, I don't know if you call it like the original like Lucky Louie kind of era, or if it's like, no, where he just weighed weird, sad things like Horace and Pete kind of stuff. Where you're just like, is this like your true artistic expression? I don't really understand.
I'd say he was doing child molestation jokes on Saturday Night Live monologue.
That's his peak?
I think so. Like being able to get away with it and actually getting like a good reaction from the audience on such like kind of a stuffy show, sort of.
But I mean, that was still around Horace and Pete time.
Yeah, I don't think he's hanging his hat on Horace and Pete, but...
But I just meant like his standards. But like, I feel like he was at his most well-known, probably closer to honestly when he started having his bad stand-up specials, but I think at least more people I knew him starting around the time of like Lucky Louie and like those
Shameless specials. That was, yeah. His specials did drop down, but I don't think, I think if you have to go like on a Q rating, I think he was probably highest with like Saturday Night Live. And I think, what was it? Oh my God. That was a decent special. But I could see him killing himself. Again, oh I didn't.
Jesus. I didn't realize it was suicide. That doesn't mean. Holy shit. I just thought it was like. Because he always used to talk about eating like what, shit. Like just
like a quarter pounder overdose.
Yeah. Like I just thought it was going to be like poor living and just like a health problem or something like that. I didn't realize it's as dark as he takes his own life. Holy shit.
Oh, and it might be in like some autoerotic asphyxiation kind of thing. Maybe he's into that and.
Drunk car accident. Like, no, he does it himself. Really personally, too. Like, he walks into a giant shard of glass. Like,
oh, God. Just goes all the way through him.
Like a fine, almost like a horror movie death or something like that. Like, oh, my God, I can't believe he was crushed to death by a tanning bed. Like, no, self-inflicted.
Look, however he dies, that's fine by me, as long as it happens. If it's suicide, that'll be dog treats. If it's
oh yeah, all your pizzas
natural get, causes. All that's your pizzas dog food.
Get decorated with delicious cookie. I mean, now do you have to be concerned anytime I hand you unpackaged cookies?
Never. It ain't happening.
Even if it has like chunks.
Maybe not the rest of your life. You could be on your deathbed.
I mean that'd be hilarious if I wait till I'm on my deathbed to get you like Mikey. My last wish is for you to eat this cookie. Like, okay, little brother, who was some of dying before me, and then you just eat it, and I'm just like, it was dog food.
And I'm fine.
Tell me the Eagles. Eat it while you tell me the Eagles never won a Super Bowl.
And we play Tiny Toons All-Star Jams.
Oh, yeah. And I get to dunk on you at the very end. And I'm like, perfect. Yeah.
As it's clearly just you pulling the plug out of the wall.
Nope. Want to go now, Nurse. Come here. Yeah.
I've lived the most perfect day.
It won't get better than this. Alright, well, I think that's going to do it. I'm hoping 2021's a better year, but I'll be honest, I think a lot of lessons have been learned through 2020 that I don't think that happens in a vacuum. I think it takes a lot of conscious decisions for that to happen, so here's to making a lot more of those decisions in 2021.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be optimistic. The year started with riots and
it started with you an insurrection.
Feeding mom dog food.
Again, those aren't comparable, really. One's hysterical. Like, one's nonstop funny.
No matter the Proud Boy riots.
No matter what way you look at it, one won't make you stop laughing because it's so charming and funny. And in the other one, people got hurt. So you tell me which one's which.
Fair enough. Checkmate.
Check and mate. But no, I'm looking forward to 2021 being at least not as bad. That's maybe it. It really can't go too much lower, it doesn't feel like.
Yeah, that's...
Knock on wood, but...
That's been my motto. It can't be significantly worse, right?
I'm one of those people who generally, because, like, you know, it started, like, 2016 when, like, a bunch of celebrities and a fucking gorilla died. And everyone's like, this is the worst year. And then, like, Trump gets elected at the end. And you're like, all right. But a lot of the stuff people are like, this year's fucking awful. It's like... Well, a lot of these things are not, like, they're fucking wheels in motion. It doesn't January 1st comes around and suddenly it's like, oh, well, there won't be any more wildfires anymore. That's been fixed.
Or the people that were like, 2018 was a dumpster fire. Like, you haven't seen a dumpster fire of a year yet.
Yeah. Nothing could probably be as bad as the entire world basically having to be quarantined and everything that came along with that, so... That's sort of like my optimism level going into 2021. It's like, it probably can't be worse, right?
Till mom starts spoon feeding you dog food and you don't know it.
Oh man, that's the real... Like, who told her?
Oh, I made another Crazy Mike's pizza. Come on, you big fat hog.
That's my true fucking resolution into 2021 to never eat another Wild Mike's pizza ever again. If people out there don't know what this is, it's a pizza so bad it has to come with its own flavor packet because it has to be separate. It's almost like that SNL bit about
which almost if you pizza. Can't read like a nudnik and you forget to put it on.
Well, it's like that SNL skit Almost Pizza. Like a Wild Mike's pizza definitely looks and smells like pizza, and then you try it and you're like, this is awful. And I ate some late at night and I was just so hungry. And I just, the next day was nonstop, just the gassiest fucking, the most aggressive, like it was like a WWE era. It was just nothing but ruthless aggression of farts. Just nonstop pounding me.
He flew through the air like the Hindenburg on farts.
I did. It was one of those like those dumps you take later where you're just like, I had to get this out. And it's almost like a compression bomb going off. Like, finally, get that out of me. So never again. Anyways, that's going to do it for the Super Larios Brothers Super Show. Any plugs you want there out there?
Michael J. Larios on Instagram, Twitter. Again, the newest episodes aren't always up on iTunes, so check out Podbean.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to do it. We'll catch you next time right here on the Super Larios Brothers Super Show.
It was definitely dog food. Boo.